should religious education and worship be banned in schools here? At present, religious education is a compulsory part of the Northern Ireland curriculum, although parents have the right to withdraw their child from part or all of RE or collective worship. People Before Profit MLA, Eamon McCann, says students should not be forced to attend religious classes or worship. The DUP MP, Gregory Campbell, takes a different view. Gregory, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Eamon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, set this out for us, Eamon.
Well, I simply think, sort of, that students should have the right to not to attend. We're not objecting to, religious classes or religious acts of religious devotion being held, but they should be outside school hours, and they should be separate from the normal curriculum. But religion has got no place in among maths and physics and so on. And I believe sort of what's happening is that religious denominations are provided with captive audiences to promote their particular set of beliefs, which of course will be very different to the set of beliefs of other religious groups, not just other religious groups like Jews, Muslims and so forth, but other Christians.
But isn't that what you learn, Eamon, in RE these days? You learn about all different types of religion. Even if you're not religious, is it not good to learn about it?
Absolutely.
You know, you don't need to be a mathematician to study maths.
Well, absolutely, although there's a slight difference there, which we might come back to. But of course, it is true that religion is a very important phenomenon in this world. I'm very interested in religion myself. I speak a lot about it. I write a lot about it. What I'm saying sort of is that, you know, if you teach comparative religion, I would have no difficulty at all sort of if there was a module sort of on philosophy, for example, and in which students were invited to examine Catholicism, Protestantism, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, and so forth. And I think that should happen. Absolutely, that should happen. They should be invited, I mean, to understand and to discuss and to debate the difference between particular religions. But that's not what we are talking about here. We are talking about the representatives of a single religious denomination being given free run at a captive audience to spread their particular message. I think that's wrong.
Gregory?
Well, I think it's probably no surprise when people will hear Eamon enunciate as he does, but the factual position for decades has been that many parents want their children to get the best education possible, but they want it also to be done in a way where they get a framework of moral views and how they would like to see society develop as the child grows up. And they get much of that in some of the RE classes and approaches that schools offer children. So I don't know why Eamon or anyone else, for that matter, would think that that would be a good thing to ensure that that doesn't happen. Especially when, at the moment, if a parent has an objection, the parent simply contacts the school and says, look, I would prefer my child didn't participate in that RE class or collective assembly of worship or whatever it is, and the school provides for that. So, you know, I don't see why there would be a problem unless Eamon and others are saying, no, even that opt-out clause is not enough. We want everybody to have to opt out.
Well, they don't have to opt out. They have the right to opt out. There's a huge difference, Gregory.
Well, they do have the right, and I'm not complaining about that right. But Eamon seems to be taking this a step well beyond anybody opting out. He believes there shouldn't be anything to opt into in the first place.
Do you, Eamon?
Well, it depends on what you mean by anything to opt into, I've just said. That I've no objection at all. Indeed, I would encourage sort of the teaching of religion in schools if it was taught on a comparative basis and students were given sort of the encouragement.
But that traditional assembly in the mornings, which many of us, most of us are familiar with.
Yeah.
The prayers in the mornings.
Well,
people in that collective assembly group being told, let us pray.
Let us pray, and invariably in our society, sort of what happens then is that there's a Christian message imparted.
And you want that gone? You want that scrapped?
Absolutely. I want scrapped, sort of is the ability of one particular denomination. Like, there's no comparative acts of worship or devotion sort of in schools in the Catholic tradition, in the Catholic sector here. They are Catholic schools. And the ethos, to use the term which seems common, sort of the school, from start to finish, in maths classes and English classes and all the rest of it, the idea is that there's a Catholic ethos. Now, is that what is this other than, you know, a sort of form of the formation of the ideas that the conscience sort of people is dictated.
But if you didn't have that, if you didn't have that one assembly with that one instruction, I guess, let us pray, what would you have? A separate assembly for Catholics, another assembly for Muslims, another one for Protestants within the same school?
Absolutely not. I mean, sort of indeed, sort of everything in my being cries out against the notion of having a whole series of assemblies in the morning, one for each religion. I mean, that would be absolutely divisive. What I'm saying is that particular religions themselves should not have that sort of place in our educational system or in our schools. And one other thing, picking up on something you just said there, Stephen, of course, a 16 and 17-year-olds, I mean, cannot opt out of religious classes without their parents' consent. Now, the things that they can do, sort of say, they can get married, they can have sex, they can have a drink if they're having a meal, they can leave house. Without parental consent, they're set down at the age of 16, they're entitled to a minimum wage, indicating that society believes that they are available if they want to, sort of, for work, sort of, that they're not children anymore, and yet 16 and 17-year-olds are not allowed, of their own volition, to opt out of religion.
So, Gregory Campbell, let's afford 16 and 17-year-olds with the intelligence that and I guess the knowledge of the world that they definitely do have, by allowing them the flexibility to choose what they want to do.
Yeah, and where would you then draw the line? Would there be other aspects of school life that you would say that 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds and not 15-year-olds, presumably? And would some people then say, well, if it's good enough for a 16-year-old and someone is, because of the different ages that people go into school...
Well, like someone, what are you comparing it to?
Well, it doesn't matter what we're comparing it to. If you introduce the concept that Eamon is considering a worthwhile option to introduce, which is that of their own volition, 16-year-olds should decide whether they can or cannot participate in certain parts of school life, then you automatically open the door for that to be done elsewhere.
No, not really.
Why not? Why would it be particularly of this aspect and not of others?
Well, I'll tell you that there's a case against religion at all in the educational system.
Oh, right.
That's a broader subject, sort of, and I'm quite happy to argue that sort of with Gregor or indeed with anybody. But I am saying that in society as a whole, when you reach the age of 16, an awful lot of things become available to you. And I've mentioned some of them. You can get married. You can have a civil partnership.
Outside of schools. It's nothing to do with school life.
No, it's not. But what I'm saying is that all these things indicate sort of that society no longer regards you as a child. And but the point that I'm making is that even though you can get married and have sex and so forth, you cannot absent yourself from religious ceremonies at school without your parents' consent. That's what I'm saying. You can have sex without your parents' consent. You can get married without your parents' consent. You can leave home, sort of live on your own without your parents' consent. And then sort of the religious grandees sort of weigh in and say, no, we want your mind. We want you sort of sent every day sort of into our instructions for religion, which is not part of our... I mean, there's all sorts of religions. There are not all sorts of physics. There are not all sorts of geology. There are not all sorts of mathematics. These things are based upon science and reason. That's what they should be be present in our educational system. Religion is quite different. Religion, well, I mean, there's scores of religions, hundreds of religions. Are they all to be given their chance at our children? I think not.
Eamon, you are painting a completely different picture to what actually happens in schools in Northern Ireland today. There are thousands upon thousands of young children going through school today, and they have RE classes, they have assembly. Now, on how many instances in the past, let's say, 5 years, have you had where complaints are coming in from a number of parents or a number of children where they resent the compulsory nature, which doesn't, there isn't a compulsory nature, but they resent the nature of the approach that the school has to teaching religious education. I have never had one. Have you had one, Eamon? Have you had a constituent approach you on this issue demanding that the matter be taken up?
Yes, it's the answer.
In the Foyle constituency?
In the Foyle constituency, and I imagine in your constituency, there are a lot of people, I would think, of that mind, Gregory. Why have none of them ever mentioned it then? Well, it may well be, so Gregory, that they know your views.
No, to anyone. I'm not talking about mentioning it to me. To anyone.
Why has this issue never been raised before? I'm really surprised that there are not people. If you're saying that there are effectively no people in your constituency, no constituents who believe that religion should be as different from education, ordinary education, and should be outside the schools, that there are no people who don't believe sort of that a compulsory education is a good thing in our schools.
It is not compulsory.
Let me point out to you, sort of, that the things that I'm talking about, sort of, I'd say sort of that there are people, indeed, there is a very vigorous campaign sort of in our schools, sort of by 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. They say that they should not have to ask for their parental permission in order to absent themselves from religious assemblies and religious classes and so forth. I'm in touch with some of these people. There's an actual campaign going on. So the notion that there is no opposition to this, there's always been, since the beginning of the state here, so there's always been opposition to compulsory, effectively compulsory religious education.
You cannot use the term compulsory and then, realizing that what you've said is wrong, say effectively compulsory. You know, and I know, everyone else knows, it is not compulsory. Compulsory is something that you cannot avoid. Now, the point here is that if a child does not wish to participate in either collective or worship at the school through assembly or RE classes, all that is required, and in this issue, I haven't had anyone approach me to say that this is incorrect. That they approach the school and the school permits them to go off and do something else, and that doesn't inconvenience either the child or the school. Now, it seems to me that that's a reasonable way to approach this issue, unless you take the view, Eamon, that you seem to take, which is that whatever you might describe as broadly religious teaching is a pernicious thing that has to be stamped out and has to be removed from society. That appears to be the tenor of what you're saying.
Michelle Markham is a retired principal of a Catholic school here. What are your thoughts, Michelle?
Well, I'm fascinated listening to this conversation, Stephen. It's at a good level, and I congratulate both protagonists. But as an ex-principal of a Catholic school, I've never once compelled a child to attend religious worship. I've never once forced a child into an RE class if they didn't want to be there. And I doubt that any of my colleagues would either. It's not like it used to be, Eamon, and it was perhaps like that. Nowadays, children have the right to express, to be heard, to have their voice heard. It's healthy to have people debating. It's healthy to have children objecting and describing why they object. And it's healthy for other children to hear that. And it's also healthy for parents and schools to know that there is a right for a child to have his or her voice heard. And I've never once had a difficulty with a child saying, I don't want to go. What children have many times said is, look, I don't believe, but I'm interested in the discussion. I'm interested in continuing the discussion. And that's where I'm coming from, Stephen, that it would be absolutely contradictory to force a child into something where it was so fundamental that if you force them into it, it would be a straitjacket against their will. But we have to remember that parents send their children to Catholic schools because they want them to have religious education as part
of it. So you're essentially saying, Eamon McCann, there is no problem here?
No, I'm not. I'm recognising that in the past, but I do think he's describing something in the past. In the past, particularly in perhaps boys' schools, there might have been a more sort of rigid approach to attendance at religion education classes and so on. But in a Catholic school, it's not just about 40 minutes a day. It's about whether or not you live the kind of life which is morally good. And I'm not saying that other schools don't do that, but in Catholic schools, we tend to talk about the influence of religion, okay, of Christianity on our lives, but we live it out.
Well, look, let's...
In social justice issues and all the rest of the good things that Eamon does,
okay,
and that he was probably influenced to do by part of his early education.
We've loads of callers here. Just give me a sense, Eamon and Gregory, about, because I'm sure you're very busy people, how much time you have this morning. Do either of you have to go soon?
5 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Eamon, are you okay for a few minutes?
I am indeed, yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Fran Belfast. Morning, Fra.
Morning, Stephen. How are you, buddy?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I think it's totally wrong.
Gregory Campbell never calls me buddy, does he?
I'm
sure he calls me lots of other things.
I'm sure lots of people do. Stephen, I think it's pure indoctrination to take young children from the ages of 4 and 5 onwards, to sit them down in a school environment which is built on discipline, when their parents tell them before they go to school to listen to everything the teachers say, when they're given homework and the teachers are obviously put in a position of authority over the children, that whenever they're being indoctrinated with religious indoctrination via the catechism and the Bible, I think that's totally wrong. I think that time could be spent teaching children resilience and other skills that they need as they grow up in life. That religion should be taught either at home or Sunday school or through private tuition to try and tell children that are 5 and 6 years of age that the world is 6,000 years old. That's mad to me, and it should be stopped.
A religious ethos in a school, Michelle, would affect how sex education is taught, for example.
You can't define it just like that, Stephen.
Well,
this is about,
why
this
not?
Is about preparing young people for life and for the in an optimistic way should be a good life. And I don't think there's much difference, and I wouldn't even argue that there is, and I wouldn't have the audacity to argue that people teaching in a religious sense what is about sex education or relationships education is different from what any other person with a moral compass is going to teach. I mean, there's nobody in their right mind is going to go along and say, free love is the way to go, guys, you know, as a good moral compass. And I would never suggest that teaching it in a Catholic school is going to be, you know, any different from anybody who wishes the best.
But if you think of some of the issues, contraception, how you use contraception, the religious background to the school will affect that. Abortion, another issue.
Undoubtedly, yes. But what has to happen in teaching those subjects is that there is a line of what the Catholic Church believes and many others.
Okay.
We are not alone. And then there should be a good open debate in the classrooms about it, because otherwise children don't learn. They don't learn by being rigidly taught, but they can't think for themselves.
June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
Right, you've got 2 minutes, and then I'm going off here.
Who's that?
Do you see your man, Eamon?
Yes, June.
What is it about God that fears him? Why is he so afraid of religion? I was brought up to go to this school. I went to Sunday school. I went to every wee meeting that was going. It never did me a bit of harm. Never done me one bit of harm.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because of the person that I am. I never had no fear. You seem to have this awful fear of God.
No fear whatsoever. No fear whatsoever.
Yes, then why is religion or people's faith, not even religion, it's faith in God. It's got nothing to do with religion. You seem to have a problem. And you know, I'm going to pray for you because you really need prayer. You really do.
No, I don't.
I want to tell you something, Eamon. You're scared, and that's what's wrong with you.
No, let me say something to you about prayer.
You're frightened of the truth, and you're frightened of faith.
I'm not frightened of faith. And when you talk about truth, you should remember sort of that members of different religions sort of believe with equal fervor, equal conviction, that their brand of the truth, albeit that's entirely contradictory of other religious brands of the truth. Do you think Islam is equally plausible with Christianity, that it should be given the same respect?
All I'm saying is, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's not Islam. I'm asking you about Islam.
It's that easy. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you have to do.
I'm asking you.
Heart, That fear in your heart will disappear.
What about Islam?
I'm talking about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, in our schools, we teach our children about God. There's no problem with this. And I'll tell you something. I have reared my children. I have grandchildren. And I have never heard one parent saying they didn't want their children.
He's asking you if you would support Islam being taught.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Well, why not? Religious freedom.
Because that's not what I believe in. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
But you wouldn't want to impose your views on the whole population, would you?
No, I would not.
So why wouldn't you want Islam taught in school for those people who believe in it?
Well, they certainly can, but in Rome, do as the Romans do. It's as simple as...
Well, for a Muslim child in this country, should their parents not...
Say if I was over there, would I be allowed to teach my religion? Would I be allowed to carry a Bible?
Yes, there are Christian churches in Muslim countries.
No, and what happens them? What happens them?
What do you mean?
Look at the missionaries that are being slaughtered and murdered today.
Would you do me a favour?
Because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Would you do me a favour, June? Never mind Eamon McCann. Would you pray for me? Because I've got a sore foot.
Yes, I would say, Stephen. Don't mock. Please don't mock.
No, I'm not mocking. I'm not mocking. I've been wild the last 2 days.
Well, I'll pray for you. I will pray for you.
Pray for me tonight.
But Eamon needs... He's got a fear there, and he needs to, head on with it. You know what I mean?
Thank you, June.